Mitzvah chapter 3, Mishnah 7, Hatzrifin, cone-shaped huts, right? A hut that's, it doesn't have a roof, it's just a
like
V, an inverted V type thing. Varbuganin, and also a watch huts, where the watchmen used to sit. Valaktios, and also summer huts, where people used to go, use them for the summer. Paturin, so all of these are, don't kick in the obligation to tithe, they're not considered like a proper residence, so they don't start the obligation to tithe. Sukkas Genoisar, the huts in a place called Genoisar, Afal Pishyash Bar Rechaim, even though they'd keep their handmills and Tanagulim and sometimes poultry, Patura, also not. These huts were just used to watch over the produce, and they made it a little bit permanent sometimes. You know, they might even have kind of some kitchen utensils over there, but nevertheless, they weren't considered proper dwellings, and so they didn't start the obligation to tithe. Sukkas HaYoitzrim, a potter's hut. HaPnimis Chayevis VaChitzoina Putura. The inner hut is liable, but the outer one is exempt. The way the potters used to work was they had an outer section where they would work, and then an inner section where they would live. So the inner, if you brought the produce into the inner section, you've got to stop snacking and tithe it. But if you just took it into the outer section, the tithing obligation didn't kick in, and you could continue to snack without tithing. Rabbi Yossi Omer says, Rabbi Yossi, kol she'ena diras hachama v'diras ha'gashamim, whatever does not serve as a summer dwelling and a winter dwelling. Patura doesn't start the obligation to tithe. And finally, sukkas hachag b'chag, the sukkah on sukkas, right, the sukkah that we know. Rabbi Yehuda Machayev, Rabbi Yehuda says it does obligate tithing, v'chachomim paturin, but the rabbis say it does not obligate tithing. They declare it exempt. And what's the disagreement over there? That Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's essentially a permanent dwelling. For the 7 days of Sukkot, it's essentially a permanent dwelling. But the rabbis still say, no, it's still a temporary dwelling. Even on the festival, it's still a temporary dwelling. He brings over here that the halacha follows the sages over here.